Unfortunately for Lehigh Valley's Jake Thompson, a top 100 Baseball America prospect, the first inning would be the highlight of his night. Thompson retired the first three Scranton-Wilkes-Barre batters, 1-2-3, in the bottom of the first. But in the bottom half of the second, the first batter at the plate, a former middle-of-the-order guy for the 2009 world champion New York Yankees.
It'll be 1-2 to switch hitting Swisher. Picks do shift him quite a bit. Three on the right side. Pitcher swung on, hit high in the air, left field deep. Going back is Marte at the track, at the wall. Forget about it, it's gone. An opposite field bomb by Nick Swisher, and it's 1-0 Rail Riders.
Swisher making the most of his time in AAA. That momentarily brought his average up to 400 on the year. And the Riders weren't done in the second.
One out. Here is Rosario, and he swings. He drills one out to left field deep. Marte at the track looks up. Forget about it. This one over the bullpen and left. So a pair of solo home runs, one by Swisher, and then after the flyout, one by Rosario, his first. And it's 2-0 Rail Riders.
That coming in just the fifth at-bat of the season for Jose Rosario. 2-0 Rail Riders after two, with more to come from Scranton-Wilkes-Barre in the next frame, the bottom of the third. Leadoff singles by Ben Gamel and Donovan Solano brought up the number two prospect in the Yankees system.
And here's the set by the belt and the kick in the pitch. Swung on, hit out the center field. Drifting back towards the gap goes Williams on his horse, but he's not going to get there. It one hops the wall in left center. One run is in. They're waving home Solano, and the throw will go through, but plenty late. Solano scores on a two-run double by Gary Sanchez. And like that, the Rail Riders double their lead. It's 4-0.
Sanchez later scoring on an RBI single by Chris Parmalee. It's 3-3 for the Rail Riders, 5-0 after three. And a responsive sorts by Lehigh Valley in the top of the fourth. The cleanup hitter of this very potent, very hot batting order, up and down the order really, leading things off for the Pigs.
Now the pitch to Knapp here is swung on, ripped in the air, very high and deep to left center field. A long run back for Gamel at the track, and it's over his head and off the wall. Knapp around second. He's thinking three. He's going to try for third. The throw is late as he slides in with a one-out triple. Opposite field power for the young catcher, Andrew Knapp. And he gets triple number one of his AAA career. A little knapsacking and a runner 90 feet away for the Pigs in the fourth inning.
Knapp has now reached safely in 10 of his last 11 games. He'd score on an infield single by the red-hot Tommy Joseph, but that would be all in the fourth. Through four, 5-1 Riders. The fifth inning scoreless, so to the top of the sixth. One out for Nick Williams, who was having a rather quiet night at that point. 0-for-2 with two strikeouts.
One out, nobody on. Here's the 1-2 offering. Swung on, hammered left field pretty deep. Rosario back. Digging to the track, leaping at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. First Triple-A home run in the career of Nick Williams. Nick at night, and the Pigs have cut it to 5-2.
However, once again, that would be all for the Iron Pigs, because Anthony Swarzak for the Rail Riders having a night. The big league vet dealing after seven innings, he'd exit. Five hits, two runs, both earned, no walks, six strikeouts. Bullpens held the score 5-2, Scranton-Wilkes-Barre leading it to the ninth. The last chance for Lehigh Valley, but the middle of that potent batting order up for the comeback Piggies, who have come from behind in five of their 10 wins this season.
Two outs, nobody on in the ninth. Here's the 2-1, swung on, hit in the air, right center field and deep. Back goes Swisher. He's at the track. He leaps at the wall. And that ball is... Nobody knows. It looks like he held on for the catch. He did. He holds on. Leaping at the wall. Swisher, the veteran, robs maybe a home run away from Brock Stassi.
What a way to end it. Stassi was the third before he knew he was out. Still would have needed two more. The final score tonight, 5-2. Scranton-Wilkes-Barre wins the first leg of the season series between these two in-state foes.